We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Tesem Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of Tesem Aleph. Amar Rava, Hay Milsesh Doili Oyla Meshagesh Archais Teime. We're calling a certain person a child that makes his mother do things that are not steistic. Who was that? Rashi says Rav Sheshes. We'll see why we called him this. Rashi says in the bottom of the Amar, Rav Sheshes Karulei Hachi Oylel, which means a child, a Meshagesh Darki Ime, that it changes the way of his mother. And we'll see the story. But we'll see the story later on. So Rava said that Rav Sheshes told me something. What Rav Sheshes told me? Mishmeid Rav Elazar. He told me something Mishmeid Rav Elazar. Ma'i dechsiv, what's found in the Pasuk? Vayilbash tzedakah. The Pasuk says that Vayilbash tzedakah ka'asiryon v'koyva yishuv v'roishoy. The Pasuk goes right there. Called tzedakah like a shield. Assyrian means like a Assyrian. What's the English word for Assyrian? Like a shield, not a shield, a shield? Or
male.
A male?
M-A-I-L.
It's something they wear when an army, like an armor, yeah. Kasirion. Loimelok, Masirion, they have called Klipa Mistarefes, all the different peels, the Mistaref, which means it's one thing on top of each other, in order there's no bullets to get through, so it's Mistarefes. The Syrian gold, one big Syrian, one big shield, one big armor. Avtstok, a cold pruta, pruta, Mistarefes, Chazbe Godla. Every pruta is Mistarefes, the one big cheshman, one huge mitzvah. Rav Chanina, Amma Mahachov, in this pasuk. Said the pasuk, who could beged idim called sikasenu, which means that just like you take a beged off, all our tzedakahs, all our mitzvahs were discussed. Hashem took it away from us because of our averus. Idim is also taking off or maos, so it's calling tzedakah like a beged. My beged is there. Every thread of mitzvah that makes it into a big beged, mitzvah is a beged gadol. After tzedakah, called pruto, mitzvah is a cheshbon gadol. By tzedakah also, every pruto comes together and mitzvah is a cheshbon gadol. Now the Gemara says, "Am I correlate? Why were we calling Rav Sheshes? Or we'll see if he tells us so it's a different Amira. Am I correlate Rav Sheshes? Ula or Oyla Meshagish Archesay Deimei? What was the story that we're calling Rav Sheshes according to Rashi?" This child who's Meshagesh or Chasdime. The boy who never Achtavei Bar Ami Rav Sheshes. Rav Achtavei Bar Ami asked the Shalom from Rav Sheshes. Menayla Metzayra, the Mesi Puroi, Shemetama Odom. How do we know that a Metzayra, and the Mesi Puroi is Metama Odom? Now, we know a Metzayra becomes a Metzayra. He has to go out of the Machne until he's healed. Once he's healed, the Kohen comes outside the Machne, takes two birds, shechts one of them, and the other one he sends out free, and then he has another week until he can't go, he still has certain esurim, and then after that week, again, he goes to the mikvah, and he brings his karbanos. In that week, is he metama adam? We know before that he's metama adam, because the pasuk makes him similar to a mace. He's metama ba'oil even. He walks into the building, he's metama everyone. So for sure he's metama adam. But what about wab mace puri? Is he metama adam or not? That was the question. In that week, that's after the birds until the taglachas with the kabanas. Menayim mitzayir meisi purush mitam adam amalei hoyel mitam v'godim mitam adam. Since he's mitam v'godim, he's mitam adam. How you know mitam v'godim? The pasuk says that v'chibes es v'godav. It says at that time there's v'chibes es v'godav. So we know that he has to wash his v'godim. So therefore, we say that if it's v'godim, it's probably mitam adam also. It says in the pasuk, "Hoy biyam ashvi galich es kol sa'aroy es roishay ves zekonim es gavrei zeinov es kol sa'aroy galayev chibus begadav rochas v'armayim v'tar." So since it's kibus begadav, some is tuma, he's with tama adam. Amalei, what are you talking about? Tuma tuma b'chaburim shani. Since he's wearing his clothing, he's tamei. But who said if he touches clothing or he touches the adam? Who said he's tamei? And I bring a raya. The hasit nevela, someone who moves nevela while he's wearing clothing. So the matam v'godim is going to become tamei, but ve'inu matam adam, he's not matam adam. If he touches the adam, he's not matam adam. So over here, what's the raya from that he's matam v'godim while he's wearing it? Not a raya that he's matam adam. So he says, amalei, so Rav Sheshes tried another answer. He tried to answer from Sharetz, it didn't work out. He tried to answer from saying, hoyel matam v'godim, that didn't work out. Now he's trying to answer from Sharetz. Amalei ve'la Sharetz, the Metama Adam Menalon, your same question on you. How do you know a Sheretz is Metama Adam? How do you know? Lav Meshum the Metama Adam. Isn't Sheretz? You're saying, how do you know that a Metzari is Metama Adam? I'll tell you why. Because Metzari is Metama Adam. And So he says it's not a raya. What do you mean sheretz? How do you think you know sheretz is matama adam? Because it's matama begadam. No, sheretz behedik sevei. Oy ish ashiyiga b'chol sheretz. It says first in the pasuk, if a person touches a sheretz, you see klar adam there. So it's a shtickle pal. Rav Sheish didn't know first a pasuk, but Rav Sheish, he told Rav Sheish, what are you talking about? It's a pasuk. So then Rav Sheish tried another thing. El shechah zera dem tam adam nolan. Isn't it from the dinam tum v'gadam? Lav shum dehoyom tam v'gadam, tam adam? I'm like, no, shechah zera nami b'hadik sebe. It says, oy ish, and oy ish l'rabis in Igea. So I had leiv d'chuso. Maisa, Rav Achtave was like very excitedly answering Rav Sheish from all the first psukim. And because of that, cholash daite de Rav Sheish. Rav Sheish felt bad. Ishtik Rav Achtave ra'imei v'siyaka tamude. And he got a terrible oinish. What happened was he stopped being able to talk. He lost his hadibur, and he forgot his learning. So this was a terrible thing. Asi ime. So now we'll go with Rashi. Then we'll speak out Taisa Pshat. So Asi ime. Rashi says Asi ime means the mother of Rav Sheish came for kabachi kame, and she came crying to Rav Sheish, be meichel him. Now what did she care for Rav Achtavi? So the Farshim say. I don't know what Mepharshim is, but I think it's different. There was an article, I think it's different. Maisha says this, that she didn't want him to be the cause of our einish to someone else. Because it says, Mishcha veri nena shal yodai gets a terrible einish. It's not a good thing for him. So that's why the mother of Rav Sheish came crying to Rav Sheish, be Michael, Rav Achtavi. She screamed and screamed, and he wasn't listening. He was not listening to her. I what up the kibud aveim? So Chassam Sofer says that when it comes to kavod haTorah, Torah is more important than kibud aveim. And here was a shayla of kavod haTorah. Therefore, he wasn't not kibud aveim. So Amar Lei. So she said, Chazi lahani chadi the motzis minayu. So she said she uncovered her dadim, and she said that these dadim that you. Nursed from by Rachme. This is you asked not by Rachme. I am your mother, and you nursed from here, and I'm asking you to be Meichelin. By Rachme, I love it. See, I said Rav Sheish davened for Achtavei and was Meichel her. So that's why Rav Sheish is called Oila Meshagish Archas Adime. You know why? Because he caused his mother to do this thing. Now, Tosfos learns a little different. Tosfos learns, if you look at Tosfos Asya, Tosfos learns Pirish Rach Tani Imei de Rav Achtavi. I guess it's bothering Tosfos. Why was Rav Sheish's mother coming to cry for Rav Achtavi? So it was mother of Achtavi. And V'lidei Kor Oyel Meshagash Orchasei de Imei. Shegarm le'imei l'spazmei Rav Sheish's. And we're calling Rav Achtavi the Oyel Meshagash Orchasei, not Rav Sheish's. That's the little pshat. That's Tosfos pshat. Dr. Maravait. What? That no, oh, very good question. So Tosfos says that she was the nurse of Rav Sheish. He says, I'll read Tosfos inside of it. Pirish Rach, the Hainu Imei de Rav Achtavei, V'l'day Kara le'oil Meshagash Orchas de'imei, Shagaram le'imei, he caused his mother, L'spazes Rav Sheish, V'hi hoisa menikasa Rav Sheish. She was the maniko of Rav Sheish. L'kacha mechaz na'ayin tada v'atzim v'nayu. Very good. Yes, that's Tosfos. Something more about it. So also law, once you have the shaila about the meisipure of a mitzvah, what's talking of a car that's with tam adam? How do we know? Kitam the brayso, Rav Shimon Yechayimer, Nema kibus begad the meisipure, Nema kibus begad the mechalutoi. Mala halom tam adam, kam tam adam. We make a limud. Just like there's a din kibus begadim in the mechalutoi. Why is mitzvah real mitzvah? And then we say it's partially from tam adam, touches adam. Same thing over here in the Meisi Purei also, since we find that's Matama Begodim, it's also Matama Adam. See it in Kibbutz Begodim, so also it's Matama Adam. Back to Tzedakah. Om Rabbi Loza. God Allah Oys Tzedakah B'Seisr, Yerushim Moshe Rabbeinu. Someone gives Tzedakah B'Seisr, he's bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. Deal Moshe Rabbeinu Ksiv Kich Igarti Pnei Af V'Achema. There was the two legions of Mazikin, one was called Af, one was called Chema. And Moshe Rabbeinu said he's scared of the Af Achema. V'ilu ba'isit stalkot says k'siv matam beseiser yichba. First of all, he will overpower the legion of Af. V'shoychad becheik, someone who gives stalkot hidden chema azo, he will have a power over the legion called chema. So like upon him, there's the Af and the Chema. Moshe Rabbeinu was scared of Af Achema. Masha'inkein, ba'isit stalkot is overpowers the Af and the Chema. Or pliga de rabbanan. What's the problem?
Where's the
besesa? Where? Matam besesa yichvav. Well, pliga de rabbanan shecha b'chek also loshon of besesa according to this man. The Amar means that he does stock of besesa also shecha b'chek in his lap. A pliga de Yitzchak. Don't Rav Yitzchak af. Kaifa chema ina kaifa. Rizza says that even though he's doing tzedakah, he's kaifa the af and not the chema. Shnema v'sheichad b'cheik chama aza. Af al pisa sheichad b'cheik. Even though he's doing tzedakah b'cheik, still the chema is still in full fledged power. Still chema aza. So he argues. Rizza argues on this. Igadam Rav Yitzchok kol dain shnei to sheichad maybe chema aza la'olam. Shneimah is in the pasuk v'sheichad v'cheik chema aza. So anyone takes sheichad causes anger to the world. Anyone who gives a pruta la'ani misparach b'sheish brachas. If you give a pruta to ani, then you are misparach b'sheish brachas with six brachas. And if you give him a chizuk, so then you get even more brachas. You get even more brachas. So it says like this. But if I say Zvarim, Mizparach, Yidah, Alf, Brachas, 11 Brachas. No, it's a Putla Ani, Mizparach, Shish, Brachas, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Haloi, Perois, Lerov, Lachmecha, Vani, Amrun, Tavi, Bayis, Kisir, Aram, Kisisa, Mizparach, Alat, Salam, the Pasuk says, give it Tzedakah. Next Pasuk says, Oz, Yibaka, Keshacha, Erecha, which is one Bracha, Varuchoscha, Mehera, Titzmach, is another Bracha, Vaholch, Vanecha, Tzikacha, Kvar, Hashem, Yasvecha, is another Bracha, and the next passage was Oz Tikra Vashem Yana to Shaveya, the Yemeninim Tosav Teicha Moita Shlach. The verse is six brachas you have. Six brachas you have in the Pesukim. And the Pasuk says, Vaitim, if you fight him with words, Mizbarach Vachas Yashri Brachas. Shinemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vesofik Lerov Navshecha, Venefesh Nano Tazbia. So there, Nano Tazbia, that Rashi says means the Lashon of giving him chizuk, so then it says in Pasuk, v'zarach v'chay shechay recha, v'afir le'esecha v'zarayim, v'nach ha'ashem tamid, and vayta, all the different brachas, v'nach, v'espia v'tzach v'sach v'sach v'shecha, v'banu m'chach v'arvaz oylam, most of the adar t'kaimim, and it says in the Pasuk, all 11 brachas. He gets 11 different brachas when he's mefayisay v'dvarim. I take a see a choshevid. When he gives talk, he always gives a bracha. He says, "Zag benched." Mustam was trying to chap around. This is a fayis of a dvarim. Zog the Gemara right. Vom Rav Yitzchak. My dechsev roidev tzedakah v'chesed yimtza chayim tzedakah v'chavid. Someone runs after tzedakah v'chesed. You know what's going to happen? He's going to find chayim tzedakah v'chavid. So it sounds like this. Someone runs after tzedakah. You know what's going to happen? He's going to get tzedakah also. He's going to be the main, you know, the Kupa says, Yad Yisrael, he's going to be the biggest receiver there. What are you talking about? Because the right of tzedakah, yim tzedakah, because he's running after tzedakah, he's going to get tzedakah. Loy malach, different type. Call right of achat tzedakah, he's baruch hu mam tzi loy moyos. Someone gives tzedakah, someone gives him more money, but oy still in tzedakah, he gives him more tzedakah. From Nachum Yitzchak, my car is baruch hu mam tzi loy b'nei odmah megon lasam tzedakah. Kedei lekam is charef. That Hashem gives him choshuva aniyim, who are good aniyim, and should get good schar on them. Lafuke mid the Darish Rabba. Darish Rabba, my dechsiv. It says in the Pasuk that Yirmiyahu gave a klolo to the Anche Anosos. The Anche Anosos were trying to kill him, and if he gave him a klolo. He said, what's the klolo he gave them? He said, the klolo is that even when you give tzedakah, you're going to give it to the wrong people, and you're not going to get the same schar. Ve'yu mukhsholim lefonecha be'eis apecha asei behem. Even when they're kaifa the Yitzhara and they want to give tzedakah, lefanecha achshilum b'mnei obshem agonim. Bimachshul them b'mnei odom de'anat mu'gonim kidei shlo yikablu aleihem schar. In order they shouldn't get schar. And because b'nei odom agonim. Now, the Achrayim already asked, the Kavishur Maskasha, the Ruchan Vasim Maskasha, in Kavisharis actually, he asked the Lechayra, what do you mean? We know by Yid, Machshava is the ikka thing. Even if your nenas didn't work out, you got a mitzvah. So here you try to give tzedakah. Why is it not? Why is it called why don't you get tzchar? So some answer that you get tzchar, but not the same tzchar as someone who actually gives tzedakah. Because it's inam agonim. So here, the pasuk, roidiv tzedakah, yim tzedakah means that you get good aniyim to give tzedakah to. It's like a schos. Sometimes it's a schos to give a tzedakah to a good aniyim. Rav Shmuel Levi Omer, Kol Rogel Lasis Tzedaka, Zoicha Havyin Lein Bonim Bali Chachma, Bali Oisher, Bali Goda. If someone is ragel to give tzedakah, we say to children who are balei chachma, balei oish, balei gadol. Balei chachma luchsev says in the pasuk yim tzachayim, and yim tzachayim means, and yim tzachayim means that it's it, that, that's chachma. Rashi says it says gavi chachma ki moitz tzachayim. So yim tzachayim means chachma. Balei oish luchsev tzedakah. That says chayim and tzedakah. Tzedakah that means balei oish. And balei gadol luchsev kavod. And why balei gadol get kavod? Because they give good drashas. Rashi says. And everyone likes hearing them speak. So that's what it means, Balei Agada. Now, how do you know Kavod is referring to Kavod HaTorah? V'ksiv ha'cha v'kavod, v'ksiv ha'sam kavod chacham yinchalu. So you see that the Kavod has to do with Torah, and that's what it means when it says, Yim tzachayim tzedakah v'chavod, tzachayim is Balei Chachma, tzedakah is Balei Oysher, and then Balei Agada, and then the Kavod means Balei Agada.